Welcome back to Texans Huddle. It is game day, just a couple hours from kickoff, and we said we were going to talk Colts. We will do just that, and let's start with Andrew Luck, making his return home here to Houston. He's obviously got some deep roots here, and earlier in the week we had a chance to talk to this kid. You can't help but to love him, but this is special for him to be able to come home.
Well, always, Patty, and the first time he was here was 2 years ago when the Texans were able to beat the Colts and win the division for the second consecutive year. But since then, they haven't been able to beat Andrew Luck. He's so electric, can make plays with his legs as well as through the air. The Colts have a three-game winning streak. A lot of people don't think this is a very good football team, but Luck makes them a playoff team. That's what kind of talent you're looking at. And as far as the Colts, when they were 2-14 in 2011, they got the number one pick in the draft. Man, the Texans might have picked the wrong year to go 2-14. Would have been nice to have him. Now they have Clowney. He'll be back soon making a difference. But Luck is special, and you have to deal with him for a decade plus or whatever it's going to be in the division.
What about this Colt defense? Not maybe the defense that we've seen in years past. The Houston Texans offense looked, you know, a little shaky getting off to a rough start last week, a little slow anyway, and that was kind of a topic of discussion about executing and getting off to a faster start. But can that be done against this Colt defense?
Well, I think so, Patty. They don't have Robert Mathis. I mean, gone are the days of Freeney. And Robert Mathis, for the time being, is out for the season with an injury, but they have been able to generate some pass rush. Bjorn Werner's been good for them, and they were effective against the Ravens last week, turning Baltimore over and holding them to 13 points. Now, this is a short week for both teams. You have the Colts in your building. You should be able to take advantage, particularly after the way the Texans ran the ball so effectively against Dallas. You have to hope they find a way to do it against Indy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Houston Texans secondary. I mean, this is a unit that is seemingly not only gelled, but they're really creating turnovers, and that's something that every coaching staff talks about, is whoever wins the turnovers is usually going to win the game. And these guys are just out there really flying around and getting that done.
Look, yardage-wise, it has not been pretty. The Texans are not among the leaders in yardage defensively, but they are fourth in the NFL in scoring defense, and a huge reason is they continue to take the ball away from the opponent. And one of the guys who's a tremendous ball hawk for them as far as stripping it and intercepting it, he had one against Dallas, is Kendrick Lewis. And I know he had a chance to catch up with him.
Romo gets the snap. Romo looking. Here comes Watt. Romo throws to the end zone. It's picked off. The Texans have it at the 8-yard line as Kendrick Lewis takes it away. What a play for this Texans defense. Another red zone takeaway.
All right, let's start with just basically the secondary, specifically yourself coming off that Dallas game with an interception, a forced fumble. This is something that you guys have really kind of developed a knack for. Is it something that's practice, something that's just a priority for you guys back there?
I would say practice and priority is something that, you know, we thrive on as a secondary and as a defense as a whole. You know, we want to create turnovers. We want to, you know, go out there and make our statement known, make our presence known. And getting the ball back for our offense is a key factor in playing defense.
You spent 4 years in Kansas City before coming here. Of course, Romeo Crennel was there as a head coach for three of those years. What have you or what can you say or see is kind of the biggest difference being here, and how much easier maybe was the adjustment because of Romeo?
It was a very easy adjustment, knowing that I knew the system and things like that. I was familiar with Coach Romeo and how he called games and how he wanted things operated for us within his defense. But the similarities, I just see the talent that we have here. It's similar, not just on the defensive side of the ball, but overall, team-wide, you know, we can do some good things if we all just, you know, come together and just play complementary.
Your decision to come here to Houston, obviously you had some familiarity with Romeo, you saw the talent, but how much of that, and someone has kind of tipped me off a little bit to this, had to do with you being someone from New Orleans, played high school ball there, and had to spend some time here because of Hurricane Katrina?
That was a major part of it, you know. And everything just pointed. Everything was just felt so good with, you know, Coach Romeo getting the job, me being familiar with his system, him drafting me, coming out of college, and also me, you know, feeling like Houston has been my second home ever since the tragic situation that we went through with Hurricane Katrina, where, you know, I had to come out here and stay down here for however long. And the fans, the community, how they accepted our family and accepted us, New Orleans, as with open arms. It just, you know, it set a perfect spot in my heart. Like, I would never forget, you know, Houston. And free agency came around, and Houston was one of my top teams that I wanted to come here and give a try. And they sold me once I came in here and met with Coach O'Brien and Rick and those guys and Coach Butler, you know, and I felt like this is where I needed to be.
So part of it being just the city itself, almost as a loyalty and kind of a giving back for what they gave your family?
Absolutely. And then, you know, after you weigh those options and then you look at, okay, for the team in itself, the scheme, where you be playing in, it all pointed in positives in a sense. Coach Romy, I was familiar with his system. I knew that, you know, what I did in his system when I was in KC. So that made the situation, it made me choosing Houston more easier.
You're an Ole Miss alum as well. Feeling pretty proud right about now. I think everybody from Mississippi, whether it's Ole Miss or Mississippi State, I don't think we've ever seen, well, we haven't, that kind of success here. You got a big old smile on your face right now. Pretty proud?
Absolutely. I'm a proud alum, you know, to see that my team is doing real well. And along with our in-state rival, Mississippi State, it makes the state look good, and it helps bring a lot of talent down there. So, yeah, I'm all smiles. Got a big one coming up here down here in Houston this week.
We've got a big one coming up here on Thursday night as well. Of course, the Indianapolis Colts. Just your thoughts on their offense, specifically a guy like Andrew Luck and what you guys need to do as a defense.
Well, Andrew Luck, he's one of the top-tier quarterbacks in this league, who's been proven since he's been in the league. We just have to, you know, show this guy different looks, you know, try to pressure him when we can and play tight coverage, because he's a guy who trusts in his arm. He believes he can make every throw. And he's going to trust his playmakers to get open so he can get them involved. So it's our job to, you know, play tight coverage and try to apply pressure when we can against Andrew Luck.
So Kendrick Lewis and the Houston secondary looking to get it done against Andrew Luck tonight and really continue this trend for the rest of the season with these takeaways. But what's uncanny to me, Mark, is the amount of them that are happening in the red zone.
Yeah, that's right. When the opponent enters the red zone, you think, okay, here comes a score, a field goal, touchdown, whatever. But 9 red zone takeaways for this Texans defense have really kept these games close. It's a huge reason why they are 3-2, and they've got to be able to keep it up. Luck was picked off twice by the Ravens last week. You have to hope you're able to take the ball away tonight.
Absolutely. All right, we have to take a timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll find out what's in Arian Foster's locker. Stay with us.